Howdy, everybody. It's time for another check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools. We've got something pretty important to get results from today. We're talking about a bond, and it's not James Bond. I know we're talking to a James, but not talking about a James Bond. This is a physical one. So Mr. Capte, the superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools, is along here. And Mr. Capte, can you give us some good news here?
Well, I'll give you the great news for the school. The bond did pass, and we had a really solid voter turnout. We had a 58% voter turnout across the county, and out of that, across the county, the bond was voted yes. And all of this is unofficial. It has to take a couple of days to officially become official, but at a 62% clip, 62% of the voters approved that bond. So over the next few years, the school will be getting will get that new roof put on and get that tile ripped out and get that asbestos out of there and get a new gym floor. So it's like exciting, and it passed, and we're really appreciative of all the voters. But now it's like this hurry up, and it's like a year before anybody will see anything really happen.
Yeah, the whole it's entering bureaucracy, if you will, at the moment. So, but a pass is always a good thing. And when do you get like when will you feel like you have the official, like, all right, we are definitely good to go? When will you feel really onward and upward?
Well, we actually feel that way. I mean, our contractor and all that is already starting to look at their processes. But
nice.
Officially, by the law, you have 60 days to contest the election. And so in that 60 days, if anybody contests that election, then they would have to go back and look at ballots and all of that. And oftentimes you see that in a ballot where there's been some sort of issue with it getting out to the public, or it's really, really close. That contesting is also another way to ask for a recount. But where there was a definite, clear majority in this one, it's pretty safe in that it might get contested, but it's most likely not. So we have a 60-day window to wait on that, but we still start our process behind the scenes. So
right on. Cool. And speaking of being appreciative of folks voting that along, also something you had going on this week, Staff Appreciation Week. So been doing some staff appreciation events out there.
Oh, and we're so blessed down here in Carter County. But we've got our community has worked really hard. Our Chamber of Commerce, Carter County Chamber of Commerce, and we've had businesses all week doing different things. From we've got the most caffeinated staff in the whole state right now. We've had coffee a couple different days. The cantina, the TSO cantina, grabbed orders and brought coffee and pizza. The grocery store bought sodas for them because they're so delicious. And we had people bringing cookies and we had donuts and dinosaurs. So it's just been a really, really good thing. We have a party, ice cream social after work today to give we probably have 50 different prizes for our staff to honor them and just say thank you for all of you, not just our teachers, but our entire staff, because it takes, you know, the bus drivers, the janitors, the cooks, you're going to have a great school. It takes everybody, you know, doing their job.
For sure. There's a whole lot of folks both in front of and behind all the curtains. And shout out to all those folks for keeping our kids in school and keeping that school functioning well.
Oh, yeah, and it is. It's a great thing. I'm going to throw something at you, though, Blake, because I know, you know, you've got that new little one. And for all our listeners, well, when we get to the point that we put that new roof on and we get to the point that they put that new gym floor in, that old gym floor is going to come out. And so we haven't totally figured out what we're going to do as far as auctioning pieces of that, or who knows what we're going to do with that. So, and I mean, maybe you're looking to put in them, you know, get them started on basketball right away and have some real hardwood to use. But
yeah, I'm still thinking maybe I could see some real interesting projects. Are you like framing some folks' pictures that maybe played basketball themselves on it? You could do, you know, I feel like there's a lot of Etsy type projects one could find with an old gym floor.
Oh, for sure. And that's, you know, just like that. We're hoping people listening bring those ideas for it, because we've got some time to plan for it. But next thing you know, you didn't plan for it, and you're like, wow, I would have taken some of that. Well, here we go. Now we're getting out ahead of it.
Yep. Get that bug in your ear. And also, hey, you got an opportunity of some kids down here today. We're recording this here and it'll be coming out. And we're on a Wednesday, the 7th here. And congratulations, a future congratulations from me to the winners of your reading giveaway. Going to be giving some kids a bike and a Kindle, I think I read today, before your field day. Then, you know, getting rewarded for reading, that's always a neat thing. So congrats to those future winners, if you will.
Yeah, we're excited for those, and we'll get those thrown up on social media as soon as we get those drawn. But yeah, our kids are working hard, and it's always good to do. Oftentimes, spend too much time on the consequences of bad decisions, but there's a lot of good decisions, and the more we can figure out how to build some rewards around kids working hard, that's definitely a win.
And then your last school day, you prepared for that, just 3 weeks to go here. We'll be talking to you again before that, because you got a board meeting here next week we'll be getting updated on. But you feeling it the last 3 weeks here, home stretch?
Well, I will say, the last days of school are always kind of a sad day for me, because you immediately are missing the kids, and you're thinking, you're planning for the next year, can't wait for them to get back in the building. But I think our kids and staff are ready, as the weather and the grass is green and the weather's getting nice, to get out and do some other things. So we're going to need the summer. We got some big things planned for next year for our school, as far as our classes and different things. So we need a little downtime to get that pre-work done.
Yep, absolutely. And so, I think that's all I've got on my list for this time around. Again, we'll be talking to you next week, but is there anything else you wanted to get in here for the folks this time around before next week?
No, just to kind of go back on that bond for a second, Blake, I really just appreciate, I think I probably had 600-800 conversations over the last 3 months, talking about the school and talking about the bonds. And I just appreciate all the people that really did take the time to study the issue, and whether they voted for or against it, I just appreciate all the people taking the time to vote for those and take part in keeping our school going and giving us feedback and just being part of that process. It says a lot when you take the time to be involved, and I absolutely can't say enough about how much we appreciate that.
Yep, awesome to see some community involvement, folks getting out and active and things like that. And as always, thanks for the update here, Mr. Capte.
All right, thanks, Blake, and I will catch you next week.
Right on, sounds good.